Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Mom Friend Guide to Everyday Safety and Security. Tips from the practical one in your squad. By Kathy Pedrayas. Read by the author.
Introduction. I've been the mom friend of the group since my late teens. I didn't know the term for it then, but when I got my first car, I suddenly became responsible for others who rode with me, and I wanted to be prepared for anything that came our way. Before I even drove my first car out of the driveway, my mom had equipped it with emergency lighting, blind spot mirrors, and a jump starter pack with an air compressor. To this day, I still carry most of those items in my car, upgraded, of course. As I got older and more experienced, I slowly added more and more to my list of safety must-haves. I had always carried a basic first aid kit for cuts and blisters, but after an extensive first aid course, I took it to the next level and built a kit equipped to handle everything from a diabetic emergency to an extreme puncture. When I was a designated driver for drunk friends after a night at the club, my car was stocked with snacks, water, and baggies for nausea. When I drove my little sister around, she'd get car sick, so I always traveled with an extra change of clothes, paper towels, cleaning wipes, and bags for trash. But my preparedness didn't end with humans. I'm an animal lover, too. And growing up in Miami, I'd come across a lot of stray dogs and cats. So I began carrying leashes, food, bowls, and water for them in the trunk of my car. If there was a way I could help, I wanted to be prepared to do so. These innate mom friend tendencies grew over time, which is precisely the genesis of this book. I've put my experiences into a reference guide so that you'll know where to start planning for safety and security, whether it's your first car, first home, or a big trip. This book will cover some of the basics and some aspects that are not so basic, such as cybersecurity. Nearly everything comes from firsthand discussions or experiences, which I subsequently researched. As I moved into adulthood, it seemed the greatest safety risks were on the road and at home, so that guided which supplies I stocked. But once I started working in television, I saw there was danger elsewhere.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?